Track 13, and now we come to sport. And this is summer, we're going to start with cricket. Bovey Tracy lost ground in A Division promotion race when they lost a high-scoring encounter with rivals Hatherley. Bovey Tracy set an imposing 260 for 8 the traditional way, with two sizeable contributions, half-centuries, from Jake Pascoe and Seb Ansley, plus several bits and pieces. Hatherley's batters did not muster 50 or more between them, but all those 20s, 30s and 40s added up to a win with 11 balls to go. Ipplepen defeated Abbots Kurzweil by 30 runs in the basement battle at Moor Lane to shoot clear of the relegation danger zone. In an incredibly tight B division, 6 points separate Pens in the fifth from ninth place Bovey Tracy, second 11, while Abbots are bringing up the rear a further 10 points behind. Marcus Grady, 45, and Jono Colgate, 22, were Ipplepen's primary run-getters in a total of 145 all-out. They put on 67 for the second wicket. Abbots Kurzweil dipped to 52 for 5 on the chase. They recovered to reach 101 for 6 and then collapsed in a heap, all out for 115. There were no surprises at Two Mile Oak, where E West leaders Abbots Kurzweil's second 11 cruised to a 6-wicket win over bottom side Dartington and Totnes. Skipper John O'Lloyd top scored for Dartington and Totnes with 47. Mohammed Shakir raked up his third league century of the season for Brixham in their 16-run win over Chudley. He helped himself to 112 not out in a team total of 227 for 8. He is currently averaging 198 every time he goes out into the middle. And finally, you couldn't rain on Ipplepen's second 11's parade, as even though the game couldn't be finished, they secured 5 battling bonus points, as well as 8 for an abandonment against Kingsbridge. And now, even in this hot weather, some running. 10 members of the Fit to Run completed the Otter, Rail and River 10K on Saturday the 5th of July. The scenic off-road run starts and finishes in the village of Tipton St John, running by the River Otter and through Harpford Woods along the way. Leading the girls home was coach Mandy Robson in an impressive time of 1 hour 3 minutes, especially as Mandy is returning from injury. And finally, you can't keep football out. Pre-season underway for local footballers. Bovey Tracy AFC picked up victory in their first pre-season game of 25-26, but perhaps more importantly, Ben Gearing's boys got a good run out in blustery conditions. Playing at White Rock against Alberton Villa, Levi Landrecombe was joined on the score sheet by 2 new arrivals in this 3-0 victory. Elsewhere, Buckland Athletic and Timoth AFC went toe-to-toe to kickstart their respective pre-season campaigns. Buckland, playing in the Western League and one level above Timoth of the South West Peninsula League, won the game 3-1 after leading by a single goal at the break. At the beginning of the month, Newton Abbott Spurs played a first game under new manager Connor Marshall. They were beaten 5-1 by Southern Premier League South side Tiverton Town. Spurs taking an early lead at Coach Road before the difference in division shone through. And that's it for sport for this week.